Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, it is 8:32. Let's bring a little sunshine to your morning and introduce to you Charlie Brennan. Good morning.
Good morning, Debbie. Good morning, everybody.
And Amy Markscores.
Good morning.
We're all doing our little moni dance. All right. So let's get to the topics, because I am curious to hear what you guys think about the town halls that are scheduled for this evening. Folks may remember that there was a presidential debate that was supposed to take place today, but they were going to make it virtual. President Trump said no, he wouldn't do it, so they canceled it. So instead, NBC is going to host a town hall meeting with President Trump, and then ABC is going to be hosting a town hall with Joe Biden in Philadelphia, and these will air at the same time. Charlie Brennan, thoughts?
Well, it's just a symbol of how divided we are as a nation, and we don't even have our presidential candidates on the same stage. Having said that, I'm the guy who said you don't get a lot out of these things, and the last one was a complete disaster. So I wasn't even sure I was going to watch this one tonight if the two were together. But it is kind of a loss for civil discourse when you can't get the two presidential candidates in the same room for whatever reason, or at least on the same platform virtually. Tonight, you know, there's really nothing extraordinary about what they're offering, because the president has had many of these town hall forums. Joe Biden has had some to a lesser extent. So what's available this evening is really nothing new. What we'll lose is the ability to compare and contrast their views. And, you know, it's we'll have that opportunity on October 29th, right?
Will you watch, Charlie, or will you flip around?
No. Again, like I said, you can get these on C-SPAN all the time. I mean, Joe Biden does this not as often as the president, but the president has had many of these. And in other words, he's been in front of like-minded friends. He's shared his views. You can get that just about every day, it seems, on C-SPAN.
Is there something else on tonight at 7?
Oh, yeah, Donnybrook.
Oh,
are we up against that? you know, and then actually on the second half, Justice Mike Wolf, former dean of the St. Louis University Law School. So I guess we've got some competition. But I will say, woe to Joe and Donald, because Donnybrook has been on. It's outlasted Friends and ER and all sorts of other shows. So good luck, guys.
I love it. Here's how I see tonight going down for me. I've got some things to do around my house, you know, around the apartment, send some emails. I'm going to start getting those things done. I probably won't be super efficient. And at some point in the evening, I'm going to remember that I forgot that the town halls were on. So then I'm going to turn on the town hall and see Trump for a little bit and then go, okay, let's see what Biden's saying. And I'll turn it to Biden and then I'll think, this is ridiculous, and I will turn on the Barefoot Contessa with Ina Garten and watch a cooking show and be blissfully ignorant of the rest of the town hall meetings, no matter how they go.
Well, you could watch those meetings and probably also be blissfully ignorant.
Even more ignorant. You could get more ignorant but less blissful.
You might get more information from the Barefoot Contessa.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, we just have found out from the Washington Post COVID tracker that Missouri has seen an 84% increase in COVID deaths. Apparently, we're now the fourth leading state when it comes to deaths by COVID per 100,000 people. And small gatherings are becoming a growing source of COVID-19 spread. At least 36 states now reporting increased cases of the virus and hospitalization. CDC head Dr. Robert Redfield said during a call with the nation's governors earlier this week that we're seeing an increase of COVID infections through small household gatherings. So we've got that going on. And the president seems to be saying at his rallies now that it's no big deal. Don't worry about it. Everything's fine. At least that's kind of what it sounded like he was saying in Iowa yesterday. Thoughts, Amy?
Well, there needs to be a stronger impetus and more urgency for people to wear masks. I'm a big fan of wearing masks when you're out and about. I am concerned a bit with the mask mandates. Not all mask mandates are equal. I think if you are out alone hiking or you're running and you're able to social distance, if you're out in your yard, and depending on what town, if how rural your town is and what being outside looks like, no, you shouldn't have to wear a mask. You shouldn't have the same rules, say, as St. Louis County. So I do think there needs to be more emphasis on wearing masks, maybe a diet mask mandate. What we don't want is to go all Gavin Newsom, where you're supposed to wear the mask in a restaurant, lift up the mask, take a bite, pull the mask back down, or the Canadian Minister of Health, who suggested people wear masks while getting jiggy with it. That feels like an invasion of privacy as well. So I think you have to have a diet mask mandate.
Wasn't just Canada. In New York, the public health department in that city recommended that people wear masks while being intimate. So let's take a look at those numbers once again, though. Those are just for the past 7 days. If you take a look at deaths per 100,000 overall, Missouri at, I think, 4 per 100,000 ranks number 28 out of 50 states. New Jersey has about 180 deaths per 100,000, and New York's at about 170. So we're still far behind in that way. But nonetheless, the last 7 days have not been good ones for Missouri. And I'm glad you brought up the deaths, because those are the numbers, I think, that really count, along with hospitalizations. When people talk about cases, I'm not as concerned. Hospitalizations, yes, and we are finding that in rural Missouri, some of the ICU, I guess that would be redundant, wouldn't it, to say ICU units, but the ICUs are nearing capacity, and that is a concern. That is a concern.
Although I know it does seem intrusive about, you know, as Amy said, getting jiggy with it, wearing a mask, but, you know, if you're a person who's kind of picking people up and you don't know the person very well and your face is right in their face and you're breathing all over each other, I mean,
explain that in more detail.
I mean, you'd wear a condom, I would hope. So maybe wear a mask to avoid all kinds of infection, or just stay home.
Aren't we number one now in like syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia?
We are. And we're proud of that list.
9 years in a row. Yeah. That's why they call it Total Information AM.
Oh, let's take a break here. We'll come back and see if we can't regain our senses. It's 8:40. Psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit. Gotta get jiggy with it. That's it. Now, honey, come ride. It is 8:42. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Amy Markscores and Charlie Brennan. It is round two of OT. With many physical workplaces shut due to the pandemic, a lot of people are working from home, and maybe for who knows how much longer. And if you're getting your taxes together for this year, just a reminder that you can't take that tax deduction if you're working from home. If you were planning on that, you can't, unless you're self-employed. But should a company pay for small workday expenses like electricity, tea, toilet paper, maybe your internet connection or Wi-Fi if you are forced to work from home? Amy Markscores?
That is an excellent question. I would love for work to pay for my printer and printer ink, because if I become insolvent, it will be because of my HP printer that somehow I just put dollar bills in it, and that's how I print things.
Are those cartridges ridiculously expensive?
What in the world? I mean, they talk about oil and, you know, and diamonds, but I think ink cartridges might be like the way to go. You know, if you could do like, you know, black market ink cartridge where you open up your coat and you're like, want to buy an ink cartridge? I think I would do that. That's a good question. I'm wondering, depending on what your job is with your laptop, with your Wi-Fi, whether you're graphic design or you are printing a lot, at some point that really does add up. And I think companies need to take that into account.
There's no doubt. And this is the big secret, that companies are probably saving some money by having their employees, you know, work at home. Ascension and Square and others have announced this could be permanent. And I think Facebook has announced that too. It could be because they're seeing that they're not paying for the ink and the copy paper and the copiers and the computers and everything else. And just recently, really, I think it was in the 2017 tax code, they eliminated the deduction for the non-reimbursed business expenses. So there was a time, if you were working for a corporation and you incurred some expenses, you could deduct that off your adjusted gross income. Not anymore. It would be probably a good move for the employees to change that. The only problem is the federal government really needs the money, and it's going to need more of it when it starts sending out more of these stimulus checks. So truth be told, Amy, Debbie, you and I and everybody else should be getting some sort of relief for those expenses, just as a corporation would. If a corporation pays for copy paper, it can deduct that, but the employee can't. And yet we just can't afford that.
Back to Amy's printer proposition. Mm-hmm. I absolutely hate my home printer. We got a new one and it still won't work for me. And you know that scene from Office Space where they take the office printer out into the field and just beat the hell out of it while they play Damn, It Feels Good to Be a Gangsta?
Yeah.
I fantasize about that myself, because there's nothing more frustrating than your home printer.
No, Debbie. I was going to say, Debbie, you're absolutely right, because my thought when Elon Musk and SpaceX partnered with the government and they showed that rocket ship that they fire off into space, everyone's amazed, and all I'm thinking is, this is where we're at and we still can't get a printer that works.
Now, what kind of brand are you using? I've got an Epson 3520. It costs about $79. And actually, you're right, Amy, the ink costs more than the printer itself, typically, but it works great.
I don't know. Well, maybe you can come over. We just got a new one and it's not working on my laptop, but apparently the kids have figured it out. So,
yeah.
And I don't want to belabor this either, but I'm pretty sure the Russian interference came through printers, because my friend got hacked through her printer because
really?
She clicked on something that wasn't a real help link, but the guy sounded like a real HP guy or something. No, I don't say HP. I don't know what it was. Just a printer guy. And it was asking for her information, and she's like, wait a minute, I don't think this is the printer company.
Wow. Yeah,
I think Russians are interfering with our elections through our home printers.
See, because they know we're so frustrated with our printers, we will click on anything just to get some relief.
Yes, that's right.
All right, it's 8:47. We'll take a break, and when we come back, round three of OT on KMOX. All right, welcome back to Overtime. It is 8:51. Charlie Brennan, Amy Marks Kors, I'm Debbie Monterey, and we had Tom Ackerman this morning giving us more information about this story about Tony La Russa's possible future. The LA Angels granting the White Sox permission to interview La Russa for their managerial opening. La Russa is 76 years old. He hasn't served as a major league manager since ending his 16-year run with the Cardinals in 2011. Of course, that was a good year for La Russa's third World Series championships. We do have a little bit of audio here of reaction to this possibility.
If somehow this is some Reinsdorfian operation to hire Tony La Russa, Rick Hahn's got to quit.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you're done. Like you're threatening to quit, and that would
I would be completely done. Absolutely, totally done.
As a fan,
If they hired Tony La Russa to manage this team done. That is an absolute everybody should revolt if they do that.
Okay.
That's our sister station, The Score in Chicago. Apparently not fans of the idea. Amy Marks Kors, any thoughts about Tony La Russa coming back?
Well, as you mentioned, he's 76 years old, and it is a lot of work to run a Major League Baseball team, which is why somewhere Donald Trump and Joe Biden are looking at Tony going, attaboy, that's right. 76 is the new 36. Apparently the golden years for taking on an extreme amount of responsibility is your 70s. It's really interesting that they would pursue him now. And has he shown much interest, do we know?
I don't know. I have no idea, but it is... I imagine it's flattering, if nothing else. If you're Tony La Russa, you're like, maybe I should. What do you think, Charlie?
Why not? You know, he's Hall of Fame manager. And I agree with Amy, though, because in one of his books, I think it was Three Nights in August, he pointed out how much work it is to follow every single pitch from the dugout. It's really intense. And I'm not sure he wants to do that, at least the way he did it. I mean, he could lower his standards and delegate, but then it brings all sorts of questions like, would he have Dave Duncan next to him? Because that was a key part of the team. But I, you know, you heard the guys from talk radio in Chicago. That's just two guys. Who knows? If they win, of course, they would fall in love with Tony La Russa. And it would be a return to the White Sox. That's where he started as a manager years ago.
All right, real quickly before we have to go, just two random studies, and you can react to either one that you would like, Charlie, or neither.
A Chinese... Lots of options here.
It's any all or none time. Mm-hmm. A Chinese study discovered that men with deep voices were more prone to infidelity.
Really?
And I love this one. A group of Dutch researchers found that humans are better able to recollect where they left food if it's junk food.
Oh, those are both really good. First of all, ask Carol Daniels sometime about when Lou Rawls visited us.
Oh, man.
And that was always fun. And then with regard to junk food, you know, I never forget where I left it. That's a good point. But I don't forget where I leave the vegetables either. There's only so many spots. So why, are people hiding their junk food or something?
I don't know.
Right. Maybe they're able to recollect the junk food because they're not hiding cucumbers and apples and tomatoes. Like, I'm going to stash this behind the couch so the
no
kids,
one will find it.
The kids don't find this now, artichoke.
As weird as that sounds, now in South Korea, maybe also North Korea, they do bury the cabbage and turn it into kimchi. Is that also done in China? And if so, Debbie, maybe do people bury their vegetables in the backyard in China like they do in Korea?
I don't know, but if a man says they're in the backyard, you're like, woo! Still
where
my
did
heart.
I leave my cabbage?
All right, you guys. Amy, it's the Charlie Brennan Show with Amy Mark Scores up after news.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.